Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about win-win situations.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate, and I have the honor and the co-hosting company of Renee Nelson. She's a commercial real estate broker. Renee, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Marcia. You know, I've always really admired your savviness in the market, and I know the market is super hot right now. When you're representing a buyer and you have to negotiate on a tough deal, how do you make it a win-win for the buyer?
Well, the buyer feels like they're getting attacked because they feel like there's 12 other people right behind them that will do a better job with more money for the seller. It's a tough spot to go into a negotiating position. What you've got to do is put your feet in the other people's shoes. So the buyer needs to start thinking, what is the seller's motivation for selling? What is important to them? And the best way to do that is send your broker, or me if you're your buyer's agent, in to get an understanding and perspective from the seller's agent of what's important to the seller.
Oh, good question. How important is it to do a letter from the buyer's perspective where they talk, if they're going to own or occupy the property, if they talk about, I view myself living here, and they kind of describe moving in mentally? How important is that in your opinion?
Well, it really depends. That play that card when it is appropriate. If it's bank owned, bank doesn't really care what you're going to do with the property if your money's green. Otherwise, people have raised their family in these homes. So especially an empty nester home where they're clearing out after their kids graduated from high school, that can be very meaningful that a new families doing that same thing and starting from the baseline now. However, you've got to be careful. It's a fair housing violation to share too much information for protected classes showing a bias towards one or another. It puts sellers in an awkward position. So the content has to be focused on the enjoyment of the space.
Ooh, that's good to know. Wow. And then talk to me a little bit about what's important from a buyer's perspective when they're trying to put their best foot forward in an offer. What's the number one thing they should be aware of or be ready to do?
They've got to be ready to show that they can close the deal. The promise that you can close the deal is certainty in your finances, and the easier financing, the better for the seller. So a seller doesn't have to see the highest price. They need to see the best buyer and then turn to that buyer and ask, will you pay this price instead? The strength of the buyer is the most important thing. You've got to be able to reflect that as a buyer.
Fantastic.
So when you're looking at that, you've got to start by pre-qualifying yourself. Make sure you are very close with the lender who understands your full circumstance and can represent you with strength and certainty and confidence in closing. Because as a seller's agent, I will call them first when I get an offer from you. Then I'll turn to the content of the offer. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Renee, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.